Okay, good evening, everybody.
Evening.
And we're picking up on last week we did Avdei Hashem being Avadim, and this week we have just a short chapter, which is only this general concept is going to be ending. And I think we have like two more, and then we have to start a whole new concept in general. Is Melech Adir, the mighty or the majestic king. So Hamalchut Bolam, the idea of kingship in our world is mevates, is expressed oitzma v'koyach ader, the strength and this mighty or majestic power. V'chendar shu chazal b'git, and that's what the Talmud says in Git. And v'ein ader is only majesty, the only real power is a melech, is by kingship. Talmud says u'babastra, Talmud says u'babastra, y'ama malchus, if the king says Akrana Tura, I'm going to uproot a mountain. Akrana Tura, they're going to uproot a mountain. Means a real king, not a bluffer, a person of real power. There's, if they say it, they mean it. V'chen roya b'teva, shamalchus yakoyach achazik b'yoyser b'oylam. If you're truly an all-powerful king, you see that you have untold powers in the physical world. Adam, if you want to, I want to build a house. So live nose bias in the grove for your residence. Kama tirchas toreach, how challenging it is. Ad shemasik, you gotta inspection, ladies, we can tell you about the inspections. You gotta build the house, you gotta get the mortgage, you gotta get the money. If you're gonna build it, you need contractors and all kinds of permits. In certain cities, in certain locations, the permits are more brutal than others. V'yachol, it could be if you're building a nice house, a new bright house, in certain places, it could take even a few years until you have a Chanukah Sabayis. Aval Melech, if the king says, I'm building something, there's no permits, all the contractors, he has the money, right? He can, by the time you build a house, he can build a whole city, right? And he'll get all the workers to do that. I mean, in the old days, these czars, these kings, they wanted to build something, they got built. And look, in the world, in the old day, again, we're not living in this kind of world, but someone's in the throne of the king, there was all kinds of wars and fights and battles, kamenohoros, sholdam, nishbicho b'choladeiris, b'malchamas al-malchus, fighting both civil wars, internal wars, between countries, who should be the king and who should be the ruler? Shamalchus, who also the idea of king is a chazaka b'olamenu yaitzim mekol. Historically, it was the most powerful position. Even today, by the way, as we go into the presidency, which is certainly limited powers, limited by the constitution. The amount of money and market and years that go into become, but why? Because you're in the seat of power. And the truth is, in certain things, the President of the United States has a tremendous amount of power, foreign policy in particular. You can't declare war here. It's not like, but imagine he can declare war, he can spend all the money he wants. Imagine a king having all the power of Congress, all power of the Supreme Court, all the state powers. That's what a king had. He had all the powers that this country would be put into, all the states, all the cities, all the municipalities, all of the Congress. One person would have all that power, all that money, all of those resources. Ki amalcha shalcha hi shlamana emes in other kilokenu. Right? And we talk about Hashem, of course, he's a king, he's a true king, not a human king, not a boss of Adam. There is a malchus kilokenu in other kilokenu. Vasiba va'otzus ha-malchus, again, just to reiterate something we had mentioned previous, shalamalchus yesh kasser, for the king, there is kasser, there is a crown. V'hainu shekoyach ha-malchus, the power of the king, is ba mikoyach metzias al-yoyina mizeh ha-oilam, comes from the metzias al-yoyina of this world. Even an earthly king has, it's very interesting, a little bit of a divine spark. It means the leader, there is something about being the king, which is certain royalty, regalness. Doesn't mean it can't be. Certainly many, if not most, historically kings abused it, but there is a certain power there where are endowed with. Ukoicha, and it's a little bit, by the way, is a little bit because it represents the divine idea of kingship. And there's another thing, the king, as we mentioned, is the essence of everything else. So a table, you have four legs and a piece of wood, that equals a table. The king is the as we said, brings everything else together. He says, "V'neval al derech hatzachas." He gives like just a try to it's an interesting metaphor he gives. "Ba'olam onam ma hema parnasas ha'tovus v'hamashiras b'yaser ba'olam." It's like a little bit of a joke. He says, "A goslin and a kabsan, a thief and a beggar." Why? "He nei asher galdo sheish lebatim mufalim." Hare mugbal lamashieshlo. In echad shetoyfes is ko'olam. A person, a very wealthy person, he has what he has. But a goslin never has what he has. He's always taking from other people. So a goslin is also taking from everyone, all the wealthy. A real thief just takes and takes and takes. There's no boundary for him. Achmed said, "Sheni ish kvul a goslin." But a goslin is still limited because he'll eventually get caught and hung in those days. I mean, yesh asher galo yoyser. The kabbalist, the beggar, could always just ask and ask and ask, and there's no limit. Well, I don't love this muscle, but a king has no is also no limits. There's nothing mugbal. There's nothing that limits a king. And hinei asher hagadol b'medina yesh lo batim v'sados u'mitoch kach humis asher. Aval hamelech, a wealthy person has a defined mansion, houses, but a melech is everything. In the whole country, he's every. He can't define. If I say, what's the king? The king's not that block, that city, that job, that office. The king is everything. It's the composite. Aval banav anachshav shamelech who eats a kapsa and shafos lakof b'kolam. Shemana emes akol megillah. Everything really comes to the king, and the truth is, in a healthy country, everything that's there is because you have a sense of kingship. Whether the wealthy people, they keep what they have because they have a strong king, or in today's day, we'd say a stronger government. And therefore, the king is really everything. It's everything. That's the same thing by Shabbos. Just to swing back, if you decide with Shabbos, it's not that Shabbos is just that day. Shabbos, the Sheish Shemei Ma'aseh, every day of the week has a theme or a day or a power. Let's say on Yom Rishon has one thing. Yom Sheni is Lachashav Gedulah, Gvura Tiferes. But Shabbos is everything combined. It's the composite of everything. Shabbos Shurish Shchina B'Chvaido. It's there on Shabbos again. It's the idea of the king being there all as one, and therefore Shabbos is all of the milas, all of the bracha of the week. It's not merely that day, but all of the bracha of all of creation and all of the world, which declares the king, that's what Shabbos really is. Uva'avoyde la'maisa, for example, by Pesach we say, every year in Pesach, we relive the cheres, the freedom, the liberation of the redemption from Egypt, of the leaving of Egypt. On Shavuos, we have it of Matan Torah. Of Sukkot, we have it. Sinai. Sukkot is connection to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is fearing Hashem. Yom Kippur is Tahara. Every day, if you have to define it, there's a theme. There's something we gain from. But Shabbos is everything. It's the source of all bracha. It's the well where all of kedusha. It's all of the above. Memela Yesh B'Kol Milas of Shabbos. Shabbos itself offers every one of us. We need to think about Pesach, how much work is going to Pesach, and Purim, all of the things you can get on those days, you can get on Shabbos as well. Cheres Mitzihara, Torah, Dveikis. Of course, Purim and Pesach allow us to focus on specific things. with Shabbos, it has all of the brachas. Kind of like when Hillel says, when you have Hashem there, everything is there. Veni kana kol kan. Right? That's the one that says in Sukkah. When Hashem is there, you have all the brachas. When you have the king, right? Remember this. The king can give everything. All of the money, all the power. Again, a real king who has all the municipalities, all the congress. It's all there. So when we have Shabbos, when Hashem is Shira Beinenu, Hashem is there. The essence of Shabbos is exactly that. We have the ability to tap into all of the spiritual brachas, all of the physical brachas. That's what we say. Shabbos is the Melech Adir. Shabbos is the mighty king, because it's the source of all brachas, because it's all there. Okay, that's this short chapter on Melech Adir. We're going to pick up next week, connecting it with the idea of Malchus, of Shalom, that's what we say, Shabbat Shalom. And then we're going to talk about the idea of Chiddush HaOlam, the creation of the world. So hold to this.